views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the board, staff, underwriters, and donors of Voice of Vashon. Well, good afternoon, my good people of Vashon Island. Yours truly, Tom Walston here, your host for your weekly Tuesday show of Adventures in Recovery here at KVSH LP Vashon, your listener-supported island connection. Happy to be with you here. Happy September 9th. And I'm not to the point where I believe summer is over, but I'll tell you what, the trees are already starting to turn, in case you haven't noticed, and the air is getting a little chilly. favorites, Sade. Hey, Smooth Operator from a while back. Y'all remember that? And you know what? Coming up as far as recovery activities go, coming up this weekend, if you're a Mariners fan, even if you're not a Mariners fan, if you just want the excitement and the adventure of going to a live game, and hopefully the weather will be nice, but this Sunday on the 14th, the Mariners are playing the Angels. It's a 1:10 p.m. afternoon game, Sunday game. Let's hope for sunshine at T-Mobile Park. But it's also recovery day at the Mariners. And if you go on to the Mariners website /recovery day, it's a pretty good deal for like $20 or something like that. You get a seat at the game, and you get a free, did you hear that? Well, it's included with your price, but a Mariners t-shirt that signifies it's a collector's item. It's Mariners Recovery Day 2025. So check it out. Looks like a lot of fun. I will be there, and not that that would entice you to go by any means, but that's something coming up this Sunday, 1 p.m. game at T-Mobile Park. So, what's going on with you? Have you asked yourself the important question today? And that being, who have you helped? It's always good to be of service to someone or something. And that someone can oftentimes include yourself. So just remember that. Helping yourself is being of service to yourself. Okay? Hope you're enjoying your early fall. Because we're in for the haul. So wishing you the best. And there's more to come here on Adventures in Recovery. of music for you that kind of put you in the mood for fall. I hope so. So anyhow, hey, you know, school is back in session now. The kids are back in school. And the reason I bring that up is because I just want you to be somewhat mindful about the school crossings and the kids out on the roads waiting for their school bus. And, you know, just watch out for the kids. And when you see that school bus, mind the stop sign. And if those red lights are flashing, do not, I repeat, do not pass that bus while the kids are loading. Anyhow, hey, a couple of things coming up. I wanted to mention the Dad's Community Meetup. And this is a Vashon Youth and Family Services event. Vashon Dad's Community Meetup. Thursday, September 18th. And it includes dinner. It's 7:30 to 9 p.m. And the purpose of this is to have dinner and conversation on strengthening families and topics. So if you're a new dad, or not even a new dad, a dad that's been around for a while, contact Vashon Youth and Family Services for more information. And if you, even if you don't think you might be able to be an appropriate attendee for this, you might know of somebody. So pass on the information. And you can also sign on to, or you can always sign on to the Vashon Youth and Family Services website. That's VYFS.org for some of the up and coming events in the community. We got the diaper drive going on right now for all the new moms on the island. And, that has actually been going pretty well. We usually get a call here from somebody giving us an update of where we're at, because we've got a goal of setting $2,000. Because what VYFS does, if there's a new mom on the island, we, meaning me, I'm a proud member of Vashon Youth and Family Services as the clinical supervisor for the Substance Use Disorder Department, but if there's a new mom, we like to present that mom with a new baby blanket, some diapers for that infant, some baby wipes, a little fingernail clipper to keep that baby safe from scratching itself or others, and little baby thermometer. So we like our babies and our mamas to be healthy. And as I noted in the lobby at VYFS today, we do have a baby diaper contribution box there. And I'll tell you what, we are, every time I come to work, there are more boxes of either diapers or wipes, and that keeps growing. So we got a goal of $2,000 right now. We're just, I believe, right at about $400. And the end of the drive isn't until January. So if you're so inclined to either be doing a Costco order, add a couple of boxes of diapers. They need ones, twos, and sixes, I believe, are the sizes that they are most in need of. Because the situation is that we got our funding cut off for what usually would cover the cost of us being able to provide these baby boxes. So, you know, we can do it. And with your help, this is just going to keep growing and growing so we can keep these babies happy. Okay? And not crying. Okay? We want to keep these babies happy. And you know what? Do we have a... Is that baby... what? What? Whoa, 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 whoa. Okay. We need some more donations, folks. I don't mean to beg, but we want this baby to be comfortable and clean and dry. So if you would, please follow through and get some diapers for this baby. And hurry, please, hurry. The baby needs them. Okay. Okay. Ah! Dave Brubeck. Tom Walston wishing all of you a very, very happy Tuesday from KVSH, your listener-supported Island Connection.